From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. One of the largest wildfires in California history continues to burn today. The Rim Fire has scorched more than 130,000 acres so far near Yosemite National Park. And now there's concern that the fire could damage water and power supplies for the city of San Francisco. Last week, the city had to buy electricity on the open market, spending some $600,000 after two power facilities near the fire were shut down. Joining us now is Dan Brecky from Here and Now contributing station KQED in San Francisco. And Dan, first, what's the latest on the fire and how much of it has been contained?
Well, we're up to 150,000 acres, which is roughly 230 square miles or bigger than the city of Chicago, they're saying. In more local terms, that's about five times the area of San Francisco. There are about 3,700 firefighters up there working on this. And in relative terms, that's an army. They're backed by helicopters and air tankers. And they say today they've got the fire 15% contained. That's up from 7% yesterday. And that means they've got a lot of work to do.
A lot of work. It sounds like an enormous inferno. Now there's the question about what might happen to the Hetch Hetchy Reservoir that provides that famously pure drinking water to the city of San Francisco. Apparently, ash from the fire is falling into the reservoir. What's happening?
Well, the fire, as you can imagine, sends up a gigantic cloud of smoke and debris. And the way it's been described, I haven't seen it myself, is that it's falling. There's ash falling like snow onto the reservoir. So far, the water quality, the city is insisting the water quality has not deteriorated. They say that they're keeping very close eye on this as they pump water out of the lake. That could change, and they're taking that very seriously. In terms of what it means in the future, the city says that even if they have to shut down shipments from Hetch Hetchy because of water quality, they have backup supplies closer to the city that they'll be able to tap for the people in San Francisco and the surrounding region.
Mm. Now, what about those two power plants that were forced to be shut down? Is there any change there, or is San Francisco going to still have to look to the open market to get its power?
The city officials have sent crews up there that are assessing the conditions of these two powerhouses. They got into one on Saturday and were working on that over the weekend. It sounds like they're able to bring that one back fairly soon. There's a second one that's in a more remote area they hadn't been able to get in yet. The city insists right now that there's going to be no real impact because they have alternate sources of power. And it should be noted that this power isn't really used for residential purposes. This is generated from municipal facilities like our transit system here in the city, City Hall, our General Hospital, San Francisco International Airport, and places like that.
Dan, we've just got a couple seconds to go. But in that time, tell us about Yosemite, a jewel of the national park system. Is the park itself under threat?
So far, it is not. What's happened up there is the fire has burned across the northwestern boundary of the park. It's still in a very remote area. But they're very concerned about what could happen if there is severe fire weather, high winds or something like that, that could drive it deeper into the park. So far, it remains pretty far away from the iconic destinations people associate with Yosemite.
Well, Dan Brecky is morning editor for KQED in San Francisco. Dan, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Stick with us here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.